In this bulletin, another case of the Omicron variant confirmed in Australia. The federal government considers expanding the COVID-19 booster campaign in response to Omicron. And in sport, Australian George Kambosos Jr. crowned the unified world lightweight champion. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A third coronavirus case of the Omicron variant has been confirmed in a South African traveller in the Northern Territory. Two other cases have been recorded in New South Wales, also recent arrivals from South Africa. Northern Territory Health Minister Natasha Files says the male traveller is now in quarantine at the Howard Springs facility after flying in on a repatriation plane from Johannesburg to Darwin on Thursday.
The Territory community should be reassured. The gentleman went straight to Howard Springs, the Centre for National Resilience. He is in quarantine there. He'll be cared for appropriately. It is the first case of Omicron in the Northern Territory.
The federal government is considering an expansion for the role of the COVID-19 booster shot in the national vaccination program to weaken the effects of the Omicron variant. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he is seeking advice from the expert immunisation panel, ATAGI, on whether to bring forward eligibility for booster shots to less than 6 months. Mr. Hunt says vaccine supplies are ready if a shorter time frame is recommended.
We will, as ever, allow them to act independently and continue to follow their advice. But we're prepared with supplies. We are already one of the earliest nations in the world after Israel to have a whole-of-nation booster program. If they recommend changes, we will follow those changes.
Currently, to be eligible for a COVID-19 booster shot, you must be aged 18 and over and have had a second dose of a COVID-19 vaccine at least 6 months ago. Green Senator for Western Australia, Dorinda Cox, says she hopes to see real change arise from a parliamentary inquiry into missing and murdered Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women and children. The Namaji Noongar woman called for the inquiry in her maiden speech to the Senate in October, and her motion for it was supported by the Senate on Thursday. Senator Cox told NITV she hopes the inquiry, which is the first of its kind in Australia, will investigate the systemic causes of the violence.
And triggering this inquiry helps us to understand what colonial states have been experiencing and colonised countries like the US, Canada, New Zealand and us. And I think that once we reconcile our past and understand that we've built a justice system that basically disproportionately is quite racist in its elements towards First Nations people, we actually move closer to the point of conciliation together.
Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt says a new agreement with Aboriginal groups will see them have a direct say in the reform of Australia's cultural heritage protection systems. He says a partnership is being formed with a network of traditional owners, the First Nations Heritage Protection Alliance, to better protect cultural sites after Rio Tinto's destruction of the Juukan Gorge in Western Australia in 2020. The First Nations Heritage Protection Alliance says it welcomes the government's recognition of the importance of the need for co-design to lead the real cultural heritage reform. In sport, Australian boxer George Kambosos Jr. says he is already plotting his next big conquest following his stunning world title triumph in New York. Australia's newly crowned unified world lightweight champion says there's no time to bask in the glory of his spectacular victory over previously undefeated American Teofimo Lopez on Sunday. He told Fight Hub TV this is only the beginning.
Feels good because, you know, the hard years, you know, really having to earn it in the backyards, you know, to have it all pay off and collect everything, you know, feels good. But, you know, there's more to go now. You know, the vision just, you know, goes to that next level. If I could, I'd train today if I could, but I know the team won't let me. You know, this is amazing, but I'm sure there's more things to do. You know, bring a big fight back to Australia, 80,000 people, and I think that will top it, you know, defending the belts.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 24. The same for Adelaide, 32. Melbourne, sunny, 29. Hobart, mostly sunny, 25. Canberra, a possible shower, 25. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Showers also for Sydney and Newcastle, 23. Showers tending to rain in Brisbane, 25. Cairns, showers, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.